And now to the business of advertising. Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, joins us from time to time to grade new commercials in his ad report card. Today, he takes on a new TV spot from Ford.
Here's a review I found of Ford's new family car, the Ford Fusion. Quote, "For the first time in nearly two decades, Ford has a high-quality midsize sedan that can go toe-to-toe with the imports while maintaining a distinctly American style." Okay, so this car has the goods. At last, Ford gets some props for craftsmanship. But how did the company choose to market its family sedan? Did it emphasize reliability, value, or a comfortable interior? No, the new Fusion commercial emphasizes something that is entirely absent from the car, an iPod. We see a man riding on the subway. He takes out his iPod, selects a song, and hits play. This somehow causes a trail of small bubbles to emanate from the iPod. They float up through the subway tunnel to a dance floor above, where they orbit a woman's face. Later, the bubbles parade before a flat-screen television. Finally, the bubbles coalesce at the middle of a four-way intersection and transmogrify themselves into a car.
Because a car shouldn't just use energy. It should create it. Introducing the all-new Ford Fusion. More innovation from Ford.
There are so many weird things about this ad. For one, it's a car spot that shows people happily rollerblading and riding the subway. It also suggests the idea of fuel conservation, but the car is not a hybrid and its fuel efficiency is just so-so. The oddest part by far, though, is that the spot begins by masquerading as an iPod ad. There's the iPod, clear as day, center of the frame for several seconds. But this isn't an iPod ad at all. In fact, unlike some new cars, the Fusion doesn't even have an easy way to plug in an MP3 player. Why the misdirection? Simple. As a company spokeswoman explained to me, they're going after 25 to 35-year-olds. The ad, quote, "plays into that generation's love of technology and their love of music." Also, the iPod is so iconic that people stop to watch the spot. Yes, I'm sure they do, because they think it's a new iPod ad, and iPod ads are often fresh and entertaining. When this turns out to be an ad for a midsize sedan, I imagine most people lose interest. Of course, it's easy to see why Ford wants to link itself to the iPod. The iPod is wildly successful, and it's got a halo of cool. Who wouldn't try to glom onto that? The risk for Ford, though, is that this move reeks of desperation. It seems to say, "That's right, we're totally down with Apple, yo. We're like best friends. We're on the soccer team together, and we talk on the phone sometimes, and Apple even came to our birthday party last week." I give this Ford Fusion spot a C-. What's wholly unclear is why Apple would want the iPod linked with Ford. Ford says it asked for permission to show an iPod in the ad, and got it. But no money changed hands, which is slightly astonishing to me. If I were Apple, I'd have been far more reluctant to slum it with a slowly crumbling, manifestly uncool automaker. It could dilute the iPod's hip factor, no?
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the ad report card column for the online magazine Slate, and you'll find video of the Ford Fusion ad at slate.com.
Day to Day is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by John Buckley. The director is Shireen Marisol Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Sky Road, Stephen Hoffman, Crystal Smith, Megan Larson, and Jacob Conrad. The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers.
Our technical director is Carlos Asensio with engineer Sean Corey Campbell. The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.